through decades. Even unit prices are surging to new highs, reaching more than $715,000. Economists have suggested that this spiral is being driven by rapid population growth and confidence ahead of the 2032 Olympic Games. In national news, the Northern Territory's overcrowded prisons are in crisis, with most rehabilitation programs now being cancelled as inmate numbers hit record highs. New figures from NT Corrections has revealed that more than 60% of sessions, including drug and family violence programs, were pulled over the last year. Former inmate Beryl Dandy says the conditions are worsening, recounting times she's seen women sleeping on floors and in the reception as they cram three women into rooms designed for one. Experts warn that the overcrowding and lack of rehabilitation is fueling reoffending, even as the government doubles down on its tough-on-crime approach.
In other national news, Australia's only listed dark sky reserve has announced that it is working on a proposal for an underground planetarium and observatory. The River Murray International Dark Sky Reserve spans over 3,200 square kilometres, offering spectacular views of southern Australia's night sky protected from light pollution. Thousands of tourists from all over the world visit the reserve each year as we experience a recent rise in nocturism, also known as exploring the world after dark. While plans are still in the early stages, initial designs showcase an underground structure built into the natural landscape in a way that is respectful of dark sky regulations. In international news, two suspects in the $156 million Louvre jewellery heist have been arrested by French police. The men were taken into police custody on Saturday for suspicion of organised theft and criminal conspiracy. The men arrested on Saturday were originally from Paris and are already known to French police, with French Interior Minister stating they appear to be part of an organised crime group. One of the suspects was arrested at an airport in Paris with plans to fly to Algeria. There is no indication that any of France's stolen crown jewels have been recovered. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly foggy. It is currently 25.2 degrees with an expected maximum of 37. The fire danger is extreme in Brisbane today and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Thank you, Ruby and Eve, for those updates. Look forward to hearing more at 9 o'clock. In the interim, we're going